USA Radio News with John Hunt.
There are a number of coronavirus updates, including the fact that President Donald Trump declared a national emergency to head off the coronavirus outbreak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled, soared, and then closed with a gain of 1,900 points after the emergency declaration. The United States has now surpassed 2,000 confirmed or presumptive cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll climbed to 41. Puerto Rico has now confirmed their first two cases of the coronavirus, and Joe Biden says he will not be tested for COVID-19 as he is not showing any symptoms, and one of D.C.'s most popular attractions is closing. Elevator access to the Washington Monument will now no longer be available, according to the National Park Service. And schools in Boston are closing starting on Tuesday. With your coronavirus update, this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The United States launched airstrikes on weapons storage facilities in Iraq in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed two U.S. service members and a British soldier, according to the Defense Department. The strikes, which the Pentagon said targeted five facilities, some of which housed weapons to target U.S. and coalition forces, were defensive, proportional, and in direct response to the threat posed by Iranian-backed Shia militia groups. 14 other people were injured in the rocket attack at Camp Taji, an Iraqi base north of Baghdad, according to the Pentagon. Former Florida Democratic candidate for governor Andrew Gillum is named in a police report saying he was a crystal meth. Gillum, the former Tallahassee mayor who ran for governor in 2018, is not currently charged with a crime. The Miami Beach police report says Gillum was allowed to leave the hotel after he was checked out medically. Gillum said in a statement that he was in Miami Beach for a wedding and did not use illegal drugs. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With numerous sporting events being canceled around the country, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban is doing what he can to help his non-basketball employees. Tim Berg has the details.
All major sporting events are canceled across the United States with the outbreak of the coronavirus. Now, one owner, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, though, is doing what he can to help out his hourly employees who need to make ends meet. He joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to do.
The Mavericks are going to take care of them. You know, it was one of the first things that crossed my mind, that when we postpone games, those guys aren't going to get paid. We put together a program where we're going to pay them as if those games took place. And, you know, I encourage others in my circumstance, not all small businesses are going to be able to just keep on paying their hourly workers. And I say the same thing to hourly workers. Be cognizant of the circumstances of your company. If CEOs and even small entrepreneurs can work together with their employees, you can find a resolution. And hopefully over the next couple months, all the virus stuff resolves itself and everybody can keep their jobs. But it's going to take CEOs and employees working together to make that happen.
Federal prosecutors hit the singer R. Kelly with more criminal charges, accusing him of having unprotected sex with a girl in 2015 without disclosing he had a social disease. The new racketeering charges were included in a revised indictment filed in New York City a week after the 53-year-old pled not guilty to a separate updated federal indictment in Chicago involving child pornography, sexual exploitation of children, and a number of other allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John.